At the end of this gospel today, rather in this gospel today, our Lord uses this parable that we've heard before to describe the kingdom of God. And he says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, an analogy that would have been very, very appropriate and very well known to the crowds to whom he was speaking. He says it's like a mustard seed because it's the smallest of all seeds, and yet when planted and when it grows, it becomes one of the largest of all plants. And again, he's talking about the kingdom of God. But the other theme that we see throughout these readings is that it is God himself who causes the growth. Right at the beginning of this gospel, our Lord points that out. He says, this is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed and would sleep and rise night and day going about his business, and the seed would sprout and grow, and the farmer knows not how. And the point he's making is that, yes, the farmer is the one, of course, who plants the seed and who has to do everything in his power to help the seed grow, but that ultimately it's God who causes the growth, right? And this is the same theme that we saw in that first reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Again, that it is the Lord, ultimately, who causes this growth. And I want to just reflect briefly on the kingdom of God and our part in helping to bring it about. You know, on the one hand, the kingdom of God is not going to be fully realized, fully actualized until heaven, right? And because of that, that can sometimes discourage us from getting involved at all. Why even bother? You know, if it's not going to be fully actualized until heaven, why even bother applying ourselves now? But if we do that, we can fall into the other extreme, which is just let's not do anything. There is no connection between this world and the world to come. And both of those extremes are, of course, erroneous. Yes, it is true that the kingdom of God will not be fully actualized until heaven, when all is finally set right, when our Lord has once and for all conquered sin and death and brought all of us back to heaven with him and created the new heavens and the new earth for which we eagerly await. But, on the other hand, we are still called to help bring about the kingdom of God in this world here and now. We can't take this approach as if the two weren't related, as if what we do here now is not going to help bring about the kingdom of God, because it is, and we're called to help do that. And I think that's why our Lord uses the analogy of a mustard seed, because, relatively speaking, we're not that big, right? Relatively speaking, you know, what are a few people going to do? That's what we think sometimes. Well, I'm just one person, or even just one parish, you know? But our Lord's telling us today not to think like that. Our Lord is saying, you know what? The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. And he tells us that when we do our part, and when God does his part, it becomes the largest of plants, right? It becomes overreaching, and as our Lord says, the birds of the sky can come and dwell in its shade. I think that this can teach us something today, because I don't know about you, but one of the lessons I am still learning, among many, one of the lessons I am still learning is not to get discouraged over what I perceive as, you know, lacks of result or lacks of success sometimes with our own efforts. Because sometimes we can think, well, you know, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I'm doing all these different things to help bring about the kingdom of God. Where is it? Where are the results? And it is very nice, and it happens every once in a while when we do get to see the fruit of our own labor. But so often we don't. So often we have to trust that what our Lord is saying to us today in the scriptures is true. Namely, that he is going to cause the growth in his time. So often we are harvesting someone else's sowing. We are harvesting someone else's work. And we are going to be planting now what someone who may come years after us, even after our lifetime, ends up harvesting. So we have to keep that in mind, and we can't get discouraged when it doesn't happen on our time frame, right? And the other thing to be aware of, just to tie in the last reading here, to tie in the second reading that we heard from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, is to have a certain holy indifference. To have a certain holy indifference to this world and the success. We are, of course, called to do everything we can, but at the end of the day, to recognize that, you know what, it's still up to God to cause the growth. It's still up to God, and it's on His time frame. And what's St. Paul saying? It almost sounds like St. Paul is maybe quasi-suicidal here. He says, you know, whether we're at home or away, you know, we would rather sometimes leave the body and go home, but we know that while we're here in the body, we're away from the Lord. So he's kind of struggling with this. He says, I know that while I'm here on earth, I'm not yet in heaven, where I want to be, where I'm called to be eventually. And while I am still here on earth, I'm not yet fully united with the Lord as I one day will be in heaven. But he says, but that's okay, so long as I'm doing what God wants me to do. If this is what God wants me to do, if God wants me to spend some more time here on earth, St. Paul is saying, and getting some more work done, fine. But at the same time, Paul is saying, you know what, if my life here on earth is over, and I can go to heaven and do even more work from heaven, sometimes we don't consider that the saints and that we, God willing, one day, will do even greater work from our place in heaven with the Lord than we were ever able to do here on earth. So St. Paul kind of has that holy indifference, which is something we should have. That, yes, we're willing to do whatsoever God wants us to do here on earth, and to recognize that He's the one who's going to cause the growth. And that at the end of the day, you know, it's up to Him. It's up to Him, and we can't get discouraged by lacks of result, by lacks of success. And that we need to trust Him and say, you know what, our ultimate goal is the fully actualized kingdom of heaven, to be with the Lord in heaven. That's our ultimate goal. And when I get there, I get there. When my time for that has come, wonderful. But until then, I'm going to just keep doing what the Lord asks me to do here on earth. So brothers and sisters, let's take these readings to heart today and keep that in mind, that our Lord is the one who is going to cause the growth on His time frame, and that we can't get discouraged, but that at the same time we need to do everything in our power to help bring about the kingdom of God.